fellas. This is Jill with your all-time jukebox. Welcome to the all-time jukebox, fellas. Another 30 minutes devoted to record spinning. The spinning of the best in records. These are the records that were the big sellers, the big hits, the best performances by the bands and vocalists. In other words, as we call them, all-time records. You'll hear a song from Bing, one from Miller, another from Harry James, plus many more. A record that we somehow passed up, well, I guess it's because it's used so often on G.I. Jive, is one of Tommy Dorsey's best. Recorded in 1937, this record has been popular ever since and reached its height during 44 and 45. It's Tommy Dorsey's all-timer, Boogie Woogie. Hardly an all-time jukebox session spins by without a Glenn Miller all-timer. The one selected for this show may be a repeater, but what all-timer isn't worth repeating? I think this is one of the last records the band made before Glenn entered the service. I'm sure it's one of your favorites, the all-timer, That Old Black Magic.
Magic has been spell.
Platter, and a song that Duke wrote with Rex Stewart, one of the best of trumpet players. This was recorded in the 1930s, oh, I'd say about 36, and it was later done again by Benny Goodman. Well, maybe you can do a quick flashback in your mind and remember a disc called Boy Meets Horn. It's Duke Ellington's band featuring Rex Stewart.
Thank you.
This next record may cause a bit of comment, both pro and con. Well, before I play it, I better call it my all-timer. It's this way. When Artie Shaw made his great record of Frenesy, everyone bought it, and they sort of passed up Herman's record of it. Well, Woody got a hold of some words to the tune and gave it a typical Herman interpretation. I just happened to hear it, and, well, it stuck with me ever since. This is my own copy. It's kind of scratchy from being played so much, but, well, anyway, I think it's an all-timer. How about you?
Long, long ago, a lover came down to old Mexico. There at a dance, he found his one true romance. What was he to do? He couldn't speak, for the language was too new. Would she answer yes? He had no words to express his love. He couldn't rave about her flashing eyes. He didn't know the word for hypnotize. He knew that frenzy meant love just me. And so he said, "Frenesy." And though his heart was beating much too fast, he couldn't plead with her to make it last. He couldn't tell her she was heavenly. He only knew frenesy. He felt a thrill of mad delight in the magic of that night. The spark of love became a flame. The stars above spelled her name. He was so helpless with his heart aglow. He thought his lovely señorita would go. But they've a bungalow in Mexico. He understood Tennessee.
The all-time jukebox, 30 minutes of the better sides of records. And this is Jill, the gal with all the nickels, sincerely inviting your help in picking all-timers. You know, it's quite a job lining up 8 tunes a week of the all-time type, so send along some help via email, huh? Now, Louis Armstrong with a song that he's been singing ever since he started singing, which goes back a year or two, believe me. Well, on this particular record, Louis does his best vocally and trumpetly. Here's the all-timer, "I'm Confessing That I Love You."
I'm confessing that I love you, babe. Tell me, do you love me too? I'm confessing that I need you, honest I do. Oh, need you every moment, in your eyes I read the same thing there. But your lips deny they're true, with your winter really changed things. Making them blue, making them blue. I'm afraid someday you'll leave me. Same just can we be friends? If you go, you know you'll grieve me. All my life and you depend always. Am I guessing that you love me? Dreaming dreams of you in vain. Oh, I'm confessing that I love you over again.
The record department is open for business. Every week we dust off one of Bing's old records and spin it. And today we play a Crosby record that you can't possibly have forgotten. Now follow me closely. The year is 1931. You were in your senior year at high school. It was a Friday night. You were at the Coconut Grove in Los Angeles. You always went on Friday night because the cover charge was only 50 cents if you showed a student body card. You ordered a bowl of fruit punch or something and then you asked her to dance. You always tried to dance close to the bandstand because there was a singer with a band, Gus Arnheim's band, which you sort of liked, especially when he sang this.
I held your hand, and then I whispered, dear, I love you, I love you. Or was it just a dream, an idle scheme of mine to fool my heart? And yet it seemed divine, it must be true. I was with you, and you are mine, all mine. Thank you. of mine to fool my heart. And yet it seemed divine, it must be true. I was with you and you are mine.
Next in line, a Benny Goodman record. This goes back to the days when Helen Forrest handled the vocal assignments for the Goodman Band. It's generally conceded that most of Helen's best work was done a couple of years later with Harry James, but for one, I think that Helen's vocal on this Goodman record comes under the heading of unbeatable. Here's the all-timer, Benny Goodman's The Man I Love. Of Helen Forrest, let's move forward a few years to one of the finest things she ever did. This is an all-time, all-timer if there ever was one. Helen Forrest with Harry James and I Don't Want to Walk Without You. Oh,
today you left me behind. I take a stroll and get you right off my mind.
Jukebox will be in great shape again. I'll be searching here and there for all-timers that we've forgotten and using the suggestions that you send in. See you next week, huh? And remember, you'll only hear the best of the best in records in the All-Time Jukebox. Until I'll be G.I. jogging your way, this is Jill saying this is the Armed Forces Radio Service.